Okay, I learned a Mishnah in Sukkos for the Neshama of Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon. Five words, Kisisa and Parshas Parah. Maybe we'll try to connect a little bit to Purim as well. Parsha talks about, in the beginning of the Parsha, talks about Machs the Shekel. Pasuk says in Paraglam and Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ze Yitnu Kohover Abakudim Machs the Shekel, Vashekel Kodesh. Everyone shall give this Shekel. And Rashi famously brings in from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what the Shekel looked like. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says in Tanchum and Tess, Hashem showed him a coin of fire. This is the kazet, you know, you should give it like this. It says the Kotzke Rebbe, what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him a coin of fire? This is what does fire represent? Fire represents energy. Fire represents enthusiasm. Fire represents warmth. He says that's what it means. When they give the Shekel Kodesh, it just shouldn't be a coin. It should be a fiery coin. The Ravos Hashem should be fire with warmth and enthusiasm and energy. And this goes perfectly well with the word that we've been saying a lot over the past few weeks about Amalek, Asher Karchu Badarach. Amalek tries to cool us off. It tries to cool us off. And the way to fight Amalek's coolness is by having a lot of energy. Right? And Rav Mordechai Shapiro, not the singer Mordechai Shapiro, but Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the famous Talmud of Aaron Kutler, the Rav of Beth Israel, Miami Beach, his sons were Ephraim Shapiro. He says there's two Hebrew words to say walls in Hebrew. Chomos and Kiros. Kiros is the cold walls. Chomos is the fiery walls. And Rav Weinberger explained last week, in brought down by the Sram as well, Yisrael is Gematria 541. If you take the Eish out of Yisrael, you take out the Eish, you take out 301 out of 541, you get a Malik. 541 minus 301 is a Malik. Because the vote is to be able to be fire. Number two. It's the normally Melech Yortzeit also Bezes Hashem on coming Motzei Shabbos Chof Aleph Adar. So he says we've said this before, but it's so beautiful. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed pasuk Tezvav Haashir Lo Yarba VaHadal Lo Yami, meaning the rich man shouldn't give more than the half a shekel and the poor man shouldn't give less than the half a shekel. Says the normal Melech. He says this is not only applies to money but also applies to some of Avodas Hashem. Ha'ashir b'mitzvos, if you're doing well in your mitzvos, you're rich in your mitzvos, lo yarba, don't have gaiba. But v'hadal, something you messed up, lo yami. Don't lower yourself, you have to give yourself chizik and be able to move on. Amalek Haman wants you to get upset. Wants you to have suffik. Amalek is a matter of suffik. He wants you to get upset. No, the word is, the pasuk, the Rebbe Amalek says, lo yami, don't get down on yourself, pick yourself up. Right? Ha'ashir, lo yarba. If you're doing well, don't get so gaibadik. But if you're not doing so well, lo yamit, it's going to be okay. Give yourself some chizik, and then you'll be able to move on. Beautiful. Moving on to number three. The Baal Turim writes an amazing idea, also by the parsha of Machs the Shekel. Pasuk says that kol over al b'gudim miben esrim shana v'mala. Anyone who's 20 years and up, says the Baal Turim miben esrim shana is sofi tevos haman. Miben or the nun esrim mem shana is a hey. So we do as Haman. Why? Because the Gemara says Megillah and you give Haman bees. Haman shabal la'achriya shkolim shal Haman. Right? That our shkolim were supposed to be the refuah, supposed to be the cure before the makkah. Right? Haman collected shkolim also. Where's our shkolim supposed to be able to connect his shkolim? So I thought this was an interesting thing. Just because Purim's over doesn't mean Purim's still not in the parsha. Purim's still very, very much in the parsha as well. And moving on to later on, the fourth idea. So moving on to later in the parsha, when after the Chida Egel, we have the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe now to be able to write now to write these two new luchos, to write the Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Beis for the fourth idea. You should get up in the morning and should go to the mountain of Har Sinai, and you should stand upon the mountain. So Sefer Chasid Shavuot brings down from the Tzad of Chaim Shlomo Mikasani. I've never heard of this tzaddik, but very interesting idea. He says, if you look at this pasuk, it's actually an etzah, how to fight the Yitzhahara. Ba'alis of Abok el Har Sinai, when a person wakes up in the morning, and he thinks about Har Sinai, he thinks about Anoch Hashem Elkech, he thinks about what am I supposed to do today? As I heard Rabbi Hochberg say, Mahar Rabbi Hochberg Shlita from Young Israel, Jamaica States, he says, you say Moda Ani in the morning. The first thought of a person has to be, what am I doing for my Creator? The second thought should be, what could I do for my spouse? What can I do for my friends? Says the tzaddik of Chaim Shlomo Mikasani, Alisa Babok El Har Sinai. When you wake up in the morning, think about Har Sinai, and then what's going to happen? Minitzat of Sham Arosh Har. Then you're able to be able to beat the Yitzhar. We know the Yitzhar from the Gemara in Sukkah and Beis is called the Har, right? Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help, we weren't able to beat the mountain. What's the mountain? The mountain is the Yitzhar. What a beautiful idea! Alisa Babok El Har Sinai. When you wake up in the morning, Think about Har Sinai. Think about your avoda in this world. And then you'll be able to beat Nitzav Tadei Shama Rosh Ahar. You'll be able to beat the mountain. You'll be able to beat the head of the mountain, which is the Yitzhahara. Finally, moving on to the Parshas Para idea. Parshas Para, before we get to the idea, we know it's even brought down in Tafresh Pei Hei in Hilchos Arba Parshios. Sivzayim Zayin. That there are those who say that the Rav Yosef Kaya writes, Yesh Omer Shah Parsha Zachar, U Parsha Spara Aduma Chayavam, they call us Midaraisa. There are those who say that even Parsha Spara is a Daraisa on a Daraisa level. It's an obligation to hear Daraisa. Even though Mishnah Berurah writes in Sukkot and Tezvayin, there are a lot of Chonim that argue and says that Parsha Spara is not Daraisa, it's still a Yesh Lomar, a Yesh Omer, that Parsha Spara is Daraisa. So we have to understand to try to be able to do a Parsha Spara idea as well. So you know, Parshas Parah, there are a lot of interesting messages about the chok, Parshas Parah, you know, the paraduma being a chok. I just want to focus on one small idea. So Parshas Parah, it says, Yuchel lecha paraduma tamima. It has to be a complete, pure para, a red cow. So Rashi writes tamima, that it has to be tamim be'adamiyo. So it's got to be purely red. That if even if it has two black hairs, it will be puzzle. Two black hairs, it will be puzzle. Says of Simcha Banu Pshischa, an amazing idea. He says Tamima is an. We see also the we use the Torah uses the lashon of Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Hashem Elokecha, right? We have to be completely pure, completely Tamim and good with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? And Rashi writes there that you have to be able to live with Emuna. Says of Simcha Banu that we see the same way that a paraduma is posel if it has even two black hairs. The same way as the tamim, right? If the tamimius is lacking two black hairs, then the whole cow is that. It's the same thing when it comes to tamim. That even a kachuda sa'ara, even one little hair that's lacking, it's off. And then he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos and Kuf Chaf Aleph. Chadosh Baruch is medactic with the tzadigim kachud ha-sa'ara. Why did he use that lashon of kachuda sa'ara? It's the same lashon used by the paraduma. Shtei sar shchos psula. And if a cow has already two hairs that are lacking, and it completes the red cow. The red cow is completely puzzled. So if a Jew is not completely tamim, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is judging him. Even that the chud sa'ara, even that little thing. So we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to take these five ideas. The first idea is that you knew that that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu mamish the coin, the fiery coin. That Avos Hashem mamish be with passion, with energy. And that's what the Kutcher says specifically has to be done with. And specifically with Malbeah Shal Ish, had to be done with fire. And that was the word about Yisrael, minus the Ish, 541 minus the Ish, 301 is Gemara Shem Malik. Then we said the beautiful idea from the Rav Melech, the Yartza is Motu Shabbos, Chav Alf. Other, he says, the Hashir lo yarba v'adal lo yamit, a rich person shouldn't be too gaivadik. What does that mean? It means when things are going well, don't get too gaivadik v'adal. Something's not going well, lo yamit. You have to give yourself, don't lessen yourself, and be mechazik yourself. Don't let a Malik, the Suffolk, the doubt get in your head. Move on. But I'll term the third idea, Miben Asim Shana, is Sovetev as Haman, because even already leaving Purim, we're still living with the Indian of Purim, and Kodesh Baruch gives us the mitzvah of Machs, the Shekel, to fight off Haman as well. And finally, the fourth idea is from the Sadik of Chaim Shlomo Kasani. When you wake up in the morning, think about Har Sinai, and then you'll be able to be Nisaf Ali Shamar Roshar, be able to beat the heart. Finally, the fifth idea from Simcha Banim is the same way that the two black hairs take away and they're passed to the paraduma, the same way that a tzaddik, a Jew, has to live their life. Even that little hair that's not going so well, that could also pass to a person's whole avoda. A person has to be tamim. What does it mean tamim? To be complete. It's got to be fully pure. Tamim's got to be pure, fully pure, fully red like the paraduma. Hashem should bless us to be able to take all these ideas, to take these paramedic ideas, these machs shekel ideas, and these kisisa ideas. To take the kedusha of Purim into the Kedusha, Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Parashkoch.